Taking aim at cancer, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden spoke today at the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library discussing his Cancer Moonshot initiative to address cancer. The president calling for support for the program, similar to that seen after President Kennedy's call to put Americans on the moon 60 years ago today.
I believe we can usher in the same unwillingness to postpone, the same national purpose that will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills to end cancer as we know it and even cure cancers once and for all.
The president discussing a new federally backed study using blood tests to screen against multiple cancers. Medical experts say it could dramatically change diagnostic testing and improve early detection. Amtrak is preemptively canceling trips on three long-distance routes because of potential strikes by freight rail workers that could begin as soon as Friday. The Senate is considering a bill to protect same-sex marriage following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today telling Senate members why same-sex marriage should be codified into law.
Far from being a theoretical exercise, codifying marriage equality would have a dramatic long-term impact on millions of people. At a time when our rights are under siege, it would be a much-needed shield for scores of Americans at risk of discrimination simply because of who they love.
The Democrat-led House overwhelmingly approved the Respect for Marriage Act in July, with 47 Republicans voting in favor. Four members of the Royal Company of Archers are standing vigil over Queen Elizabeth II's flag-draped coffin in St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland. A line has already started forming to view the Queen's coffin when she lies in state in London, even though that won't start till tomorrow night. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Public school students in Seattle have yet to start their school year as their teachers continue walking picket lines.
After pushing Russian forces out of much of Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast and gaining...
Some 54,000 students in Seattle are missing class for a fourth day as teachers there strike for more classroom support and pay. After turning down the city's initial offer of a 1.1% increase over the state-mandated 5.5% cost of living raise. The Seattle Education Association saying that's not enough. Union leaders also want the city to hire more teachers to increase diversity. The SEA is one of many teachers' unions across the country that fought against the return of in-person schooling. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Ukraine's leaders are asking for more weapons as they take back major cities from Russian forces.
After pushing Russian forces out of much of Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast and gaining ground in Izium, Ukraine's foreign minister said we've demonstrated we are capable of defeating the Russian army with weapons provided by allies, and the more weapons we get, the faster war will end. California Republican Congressman Daryl Issa told the Fox News Rundown podcast why he thinks U.S. spending on Ukraine is worth it.
Is it cheap compared to the impact of letting Russia take this country and begin taking other countries like Georgia and beyond? And the answer is, it is cheap.
The Defense Department notes since President Biden's been in office, the U.S. has committed $13.5 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, most of it this year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The last operating reactor at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been shut down to reduce the threat of radiation leaks. One reactor had remained operational to power cooling systems and other crucial equipment after that facility was knocked off transmission lines last week following a fire caused by shelling. Experts say a core meltdown could occur if the diesel generators fail. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.